Lord, help us to commence this evening with hymn 448. When Jesus undertook to rescue ruined man, the realms of bliss forsook and to relieve us ran. He spared no pains, declined no load, resolved to buy us with his blood. 448.
Thank you. read together from the Word of God from two portions of Scripture. First, the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians in chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye, who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Jesus. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Now please turn to the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah 43, and we read the first 13 verses. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together. Let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this? And show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Saviour. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Here we leave then the reading of the word. Lord, bless it to us and help us to pray. Kind and gracious, eternal Lord God, thy mercy and kindness and goodness brings us here again this evening hour. And we do thank thee, Lord, for all the mercies and favours and blessings thus far this day. But we ask and pray now, oh, for that blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. We do pray, dear Lord, that there may be a blessed, gracious outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. Oh, we read of that sunshine of righteousness, Lord, shining forth and shining through, and oh, that it may indeed shine forth and through into our hearts. Lord, as we've seen the sun today, Lord, we pray that there may be, Lord, that blessing then of thine resting upon us here this evening hour. Oh, to be found under the gracious, blessed anointing of thy Holy Spirit. Lord, we look to thee. There's nowhere else we can go. But we look to thee, we plead with thee. Dear Lord, to remember us in thy rich mercy. Lord, because it's thy name and thine honour and glory indeed that is at stake, then Lord, do come and do bless us and appear to us and for us and make known thy love and mercy to us. We pray, we beg, we ask. Hear then our prayer and undertake for us now. Lord, we ask and pray thou wilt bless our souls. Lord, it is indeed our souls that need blessing. Lord, it is our souls that must live throughout a never-ending eternity. Oh, to be right, to be found right at last. And oh, to have our receipt stamped and marked paid in the Redeemer's blood and by the Redeemer's blood. Lord Jesus, do come and do bless. Oh, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, 'tis all of grace in Christ's obedience clothed, and wash me in his blood, so shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Lord, do help us. We ask, Lord, that thou would draw near and nigh. Oh, and thou sound to my soul, sound to our souls, I am thy salvation, and that I've loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Oh, dear Lord, then do hear. Oh, we pray, Lord, that we may be found, our names found, recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood, recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Dear Lord, do bless us. Oh, and dear Lord, may we give thee no rest. Lord, we cannot take no for an answer. Lord, we must have that positive answer of thy love and thy mercy to our souls. We pray then that thou help us. We come, dear Lord, sadly, so verily, verily guilty, with so much sin and iniquity. But dear Lord, we come to thee. Because as we read in thy word, oh, that who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. Oh, and all sins are cast into the depths of the sea. Then, dear Lord, do bless our souls this night. Oh, that one and another may know and have and receive, Lord, that blessed token for good, that their sins are being covered, their sins are being remembered no more forever. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. And, dear Lord, do come and do bless us. Lord Jesus, empty send us not away. Lord, one has to admit, Lord, it's a bit of poor instrument, Lord, that's here to speak in thy name. But Lord, do use us, Lord, to thine own honour, glory and praise. But Lord, we pray then that thou wilt help us, dear Lord, to lift thee high, Lord Jesus, on that pole of the gospel, so that serpent-bitten sinners indeed may look and live. But thou hast said, look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Then, dear Lord, do help. Oh, Lord, we ask, Lord, that thou hear our prayer. Lord, we ask then that thou wilt bless us, and not only, Lord, we may be blessed with peace and pardon, but, Lord, that, Lord, which goes before, that true godly sorrow and repentance over sin. Oh, the sacrifices of God, a broken spirit, a broken, a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Oh, dear Lord, do hear. Oh, Lord, may we have that repentance that needs not to be repented of. We may turn away from our sin and our iniquities. Oh, Lord, we understand a little what David meant when he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Then, Lord, do help us. And, dear Lord Jesus, thou hast also instructed us, oh, that we should pray, Lord, to be kept from evil. And, oh, how we need that, Lord. Oh, Lord, for we find we cannot keep ourselves from evil, Lord, but oh, to be kept under the sacred influence of thy gracious Holy Spirit. Keep our feet, Lord, that they slip not. Keep the door of our lips, Lord, our feet, our hands, our eyes, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, how we need daily keeping, hourly keeping, minute by minute keeping. Lord, do hear, do help us then. And we ask and pray thou wilt then bless our souls, even this evening hour. Oh, dear Lord, with thy loving kindness and thy tender mercies. Remember, dear Lord, this little cause of truth, and do bless them together, and do bind them together in love and unity, the bond of peace, and make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Oh, that there may be grace, Lord, to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Grace to esteem each other better than themselves. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, thou bless them. And oh, we ask, Lord, that thou grant a godly, gracious increase, so that the empty pews, Lord, will be occupied with true mourners in Zion, with souls seeking mercy and salvation, of sinners crying, give me Christ, or else I die. Lord, do hear our prayer. We do pray for, Lord, the little ones again, the children, young friends, Lord, do be with them. Go before them, Lord, and watch over them, preserve and keep them from the many evils and dangers that abound. Oh, Lord, do lead and guide them, we do beseech thee. And oh, they may be guided by thy counsel and afterward receive to glory. Pray, Lord, that thou wilt help our friends here that hold office. Undertake for them in their cares and burdens, responsibility. Help them to commit all into thy hand. Help them to trust alone in thee. Help them to believe that thou art able to do exceeding abundantly. Then be near. And indeed, Lord, do bless the ministry of thy word. Do bless thy servants, they come here to speak in thy name. O Lord, do open their mouth wide and fill it with thy truth and touch their lips with that live coal. And oh, that there may be a thus saith the Lord, and that thy word, Lord, may go forth with divine power according to thy promise, not return but to thee void, but accomplish that whereto thou art pleased to send it. Then, Lord, do help, we pray. Oh, Lord, and remember those in sickness and afflictions past. Lord, those that come bringing their sickness and afflictions with them, Lord, do bless them, do undertake and do bless and do appear. Pray, Lord, that thou be at them with each and all. And those, Lord, that have and carry heavy burdens, Lord, undertake for them and do bless them. And we pray, Lord, that thou be with those, Lord, that found with child, Lord, be with them and be with them in their time of need. We do pray thee. And oh, give life and spare life, we pray. Graciously help, do undertake. Pray, O Lord, that thou remember that then thy people, Lord, there's others here and there that we know of and think of. They're in affliction, they're in trials, they're in troubles, they're in difficulties. Lord, do appear for them. Remember them for good. Make crooked straight, rough places plain. Break down the great mountains of impossibility. Make a way where there's no way. Make thy goodness pass before them. May they know, Lord, what dear Abraham said, the Lord will provide. Then, dear Lord, do be very near and very gracious. We pray again for those that have left and forsaken the house of God. Lord, do bring them back. Oh, dear Lord, do stretch forth thy hand. Oh, it may be thus far they should go and no further. Lord, do arrest by the power and the unction of thy blessed Spirit. they may hear thy voice, and they may turn again unto their father's house, where there's food enough and to spare. Again we pray for our poor guilty land. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Oh, deliver us from ungodly men, and raise up for us men and women that fear thy name to rule and reign over us. And Lord, and out of this present chaos and confusion, Lord, we do pray thou grant deliverance. Help us to look to thee, Lord, and help us to pray to thee, although we don't seem to know how to pray, except, Lord, it be, Lord, help us as a nation. Hear our poor prayers. We need thee now, Lord. We need thee as much as ever before. We pray then, dear Lord, that thou would mercifully appear, mercifully come. Oh, and help us, Lord. Thou hast promised. Thou didst promise us. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come. Come now, Lord Jesus. Open one's mouth and touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. So we played with the dear woman who said, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 980. When sins and fears prevailing rise, and fading hope almost expires, Jesus, to thee I lift my eyes, to thee I breathe my soul's desires. 980.
dependence upon Thee, Lord, for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention again to the 41st chapter of Isaiah and verses 9 and 10. Isaiah 41, 9 and 10. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will uphold thee, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Well, we attempted to speak a little from this ninth verse this morning, and we got down as far as this, Thou art my servant. Well, the next clause then is, I have chosen thee. I have chosen thee. And friends, that truly is amazing grace. For the Lord to say unto poor sinners, these the household of Israel, household of faith, to say, I have chosen thee. I thought just before I came out this evening, looked it up there, it's in the John's Gospel, and it's chapter 15, if memory's correct. That is, the Lord said to the disciples, I have chosen you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Yes, dear soul, and that's very, very important. Yes, that ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Because where the Lord begins the glorious and blessed work of grace, he will finish it. Oh, to be quickened into divine life. Yes. As the Lord speaks to Nicodemus, ye must be born again. Yes, and born again of the Holy Spirit of God. But I have chosen thee. I have chosen. And then there's this word, thee. Yes. What does the word say? Zephaniah's prophecy that I chosen this poor and afflicted people, poor and afflicted, Lord of thine, among the great unfit to shine. Yes, it's all, and that's true, is it not? The 990, is it? 991, just there somewere, the dear hymn writer says this. These poor and afflicted, Lord of thine, among the great unfit to shine. That's you, isn't it, poor soul? That takes in you, dear soul. But though the world may think it strange, they would not with the world exchange. Poor and afflicted, yes they are. Their cup is filled with grief and care. But he who saved them by his blood makes every sorrow work for good. Yes, but I have chosen thee. And we are reminded again of the words that dear Moses gives utterance to here in the early part of Deuteronomy chapter 7. And he says this to us, doesn't he? Without an holy people, unto the Lord thy God, the Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth, The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you. Yes, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers. Yes, I have chosen you. Very simple, but you know, you go back to the school days, and there was perhaps the hockey team, the football team, or maybe a quiz team, or those that had most knowledge. Yes, they were chosen. But it is how the Lord doesn't work like that. No, the Lord doesn't work like that. Blessed be his glorious name. And am I thankful that he did? Because if he did, I would sure be left out. But he says this by his servant Paul here in 1 Corinthians 1:26, "For ye see your calling, brethren." Listen, "how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." Oh, I've been thankful for that, those few verses, more than once. Oh, yes, dear soul, and you to take them home. I repeat where they are, 1 Corinthians 1, toward the end of the chapter, verse 26 onward. You read it over and again, dear soul. Yes, the base things of this world and things that are not of God chosen. Yes, it is indeed amazing grace, is it not? It is, why me, O blessed God, why such a wretch as I must revel in hell and not salvation free? Oh, yes, I have chosen thee. You know, my mind just goes to that dear woman that you read of there in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7. Why, no doubt she was a notorious character, generally believed to be a harlot. And there's Simon the Pharisee. Well, and he'd bidden the Lord Jesus to come, yes. But now there's this woman that's come also. And this woman, why, she seems to take centre stage, doesn't she? Why, here's a poor woman, yes, right down at the feet of Christ, washing his feet with tears and wiping with the hairs of her head. Ah, yes, he chooses the base things of this world. Thou whom I've taken from the ends of the earth, rescued, yes, rescued a poor sinner from the clutches of Satan, from the very gates of hell, from the grave, from death, destruction, and despair. And what does the Lord say? "And they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jewels. And they shall be mine, sinners, vile and base." Yes, but like her, made a sensible sinner. Made a sensible sinner. Oh, and she's found then at the feet of Christ. She's got A great burden, yes. A great, great burden, has she not? Yes, all of you got a great burden tonight. And yes, all, are you found spiritually at the feet of Jesus? Pouring out your heart before him. Lord, it's here on my heart the burden lies, and past offences pay mine eyes. Oh, yes, and you say with the apostle, do you not, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this sin and death? Yes, oh, Jesus delivers. Jesus delivers. And he came to seek and to save the lost. Doesn't, hasn't, will not change his mind. Yes, the vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. But poor Simon the Pharisee, he cannot understand this. If this man were a prophet, he'd know what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. Oh, and the conversation that went on between Jesus and this Simon the Pharisee. Yes, and these Pharisees, you know, they're not just in the Bible. Still live some of them. They still live some of them. And generally speaking, they do not know the depth and depravity and wretchedness of their own sinful heart. They are full of self-righteousness, but they know nothing of the righteousness that's found in Christ Jesus the Lord. They know nothing of their sin and their iniquity. They can see it in others, and they can point the fingers of accusation against them. But God chooses the base things of this world and things that are not, hath God chosen to confound the things that are. Yes. Oh, but eventually, you know, he says to this woman, doesn't he, the Lord Jesus, he says to her, thy sins are all forgiven thee. Oh, few, very simple words. But all the, what joy, what peace flows into the sinner's heart. Yes, because the Lord has spoken. Why, he says here, and not cast thee away. Yes, he doesn't cast any away. He didn't cast this woman away, did he? Yes, she was a sinner. He didn't love her sin, and he doesn't love yours and yet mine, and he never will. But here's all amazing. He's chosen us. In that, in eternity past, in that blessed covenant of his grace, and sets his love upon us. Yes. What do we read there in Ephesians 2? And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. For in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the children that worketh in the charge, the children of disobedience. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together. By grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Yes, dear soul. Perhaps you feel or felt today that you're going to be cast away. But dear soul, the Lord has promised this. All that the Father give me shall come, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise cast out. He will no way this I'll cast thee off. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let me quote it again. The vilest sinner out of hell, let to feel his need, is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Yes, and that dear woman that was washing the feet of Christ was welcome there at the feet of the Lord Jesus. Ah, because it's these he came to seek and to save. He came to seek and to save the lost. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Yes, dear soul, you and I, sinners, called sinners to repentance. A repentance that needs not to be repented of. Oh, turn us again, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Have mercy upon our soul. You know, there's poor David. Why, yes, he's convinced of his sin. But, oh, you see this, oh, I will not cast thee away. And not cast thee away. Simon the Pharisee says, she's a sinner. Yes, so she was. And so are you, and so am I. But, oh, dear soul, that you and I may know that godly sorrow and repentance that dear David knew. Yes, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken, a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Oh, yes. And, dear soul, why, here in this same prophecy here in chapter 57, what does the dear prophet say to us here? Why, he says this, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabited eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also, that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one. And he goes on to say down here, I have seen his ways, and I will heal him, and I will lead him also, and restore comfort unto him and to his mourners. I have seen his ways. Why? And the dear prophet Micah says this to us, does he not? Why, who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever, because he delights in mercy? Yes, dear soul, he delights in mercy. Oh, and he chooses the base things of this world and things that are not. He chooses, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Oh, friends, yes, I, the Lord is speaking, I have chosen thee. You know, again, you go back to the school days and perhaps there was one or two of us sometimes we were put in the reserve list. Dear soul, God hasn't got any reserve lists. He has no reserve list, dear soul. It is, I have chosen thee. Yes, dear soul. The very, very worst. The very worst of characters. The Manasseh. Yeah. He was a bad character, wasn't he? is how he was brought to godly sown repentance. There's Mary Magdalene, out of whom are cast seven evil spirits. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Tis how, and say my soul, why not for thee? Yes, his love is such. His love to poor sinners. His love to poor sinners that come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. But he says, and not cast thee away. You, dear soul, you and I may think, and probably do at times, if one may speak, brothers, we do at times. Oh, we think we shall be cast away. Oh, we fear that what our sins so richly deserve. But you say, dear soul, but there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. If the Lord were strict to mark iniquities, O Lord, who should stand? But there is. Not, dear soul, if, but, or maybe about it. There is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. Oh, forgiveness, a joyful sound to malefactors doomed to die. But we better go on a little bit further and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Yes, and these things, why they, these words, why they're so applicable to so many circumstances in the life of a child of God. Yes. Yes, once in my ministry, someone said to me that you shouldn't preach so much about doubts and fears. I was a bit speechless and I didn't answer. But friends, if we shouldn't preach about doubts and fears, why are there so many in the Word of God? And you've got that very clear, shining example of John the Baptist. He that had held Jesus in his arms, submerged him beneath the river of Jordan and baptized him. Yes, and heard the witness of heaven, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Yes, but poor John, he didn't live there, did he? Poor man was cast into prison. Yes, but he'd done nothing wrong, but he was falsely accused. But he sends his disciples to Christ, doesn't he? Yes. Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? Now, if that's not doubts and fears, I don't know what is. And this is the man that baptized the Lord Jesus in Jordan's swelling flood. So, dear soul, there are these fear nots in the Word of God. This just comes to my mind. It may concern you here as a little people, I don't know. But the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "Fear not, little flock, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Yes, fear not. Yes, creatures of fear, we drag along and fear where no fear is. Yes, the Lord then says to us here, "Fear not, for I am with thee." But yes, dear soul, what is it? You carrying some deep exercise in your heart on you asking yourself many questions. You wonder whether this is going to be all right, whether everything is going to go straight forward. Are there going to be complications? The Lord says, fear not, for I am with thee. When, as you know, most of you, I lost my first wife, and then my present dear wife had also to go in hospital for heart surgery. And you know, you've been there once, and what is going to happen this time? Is it going to be all right? Ah, but it's all, the Lord draws near. Oh, yes, and dear soul, and silences your doubts and fears and all the cogitations of your heart with a blessed fear thou not, for I am with thee. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled? Yes, and you know, and how many have entered the hospital with a fear not, a fear not. Or maybe they've been maybe even entered into the operating theatre, and the Lord has sweetly drawn near and whispered, as it were, these blessed words into your heart. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. For I am with thee. Yes. What did we read here in Isaiah 43? The verse 1, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, and neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, hast been honourable, and I love thee. Ah, dear soul. What more can he say? I have loved thee. And those he loves once, he never leaves, but loves them unto the end. By covenant, transaction, and grace, says Jesus, my people are mine. Their sin-bearing victim I stood, and for them my life did resign. I have loved thee, therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. Fear not, for I am with thee. Let's go down here in this same chapter 41. And what does the Lord say here? Verse 13. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Now, mine goes to dear Moses. Israel has sinned. they made a golden calf, and the Lord is very anger's been stirred up, and that Moses is here pleading now with the Lord, that the Lord would go with them. Verse 13, now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, that is the Lord. This is his answer to dear Moses. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee peace. You see this? Oh, here is one of those blessed ands. Oh, yet this is what joins. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee peace. Yes, peace by his cross as Jesus made the church's everlasting head. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. And what did Jesus say? There in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth go unto you. And he says again, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. He said that in the opening verse of John 14. He says it here again in the 27th verse of John 14. He says, oh, what is it that troubles? Ah, he says, peace I leave with you. Yes, the peace of God that passeth all knowledge and understanding. Peace is how he's paid the price of the redemption of your soul and mine, I hope, with his own heart's blood. Yes. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. As I said, it concerns and covers many aspects in our life. And there's this that I feel I must just touch and speak about. Is there one or more in here tonight that's concerned, exercised about following the Lord in the commandments of his house, of his word? But you're full of fear. And probably if you're a male, you're dreading ever being called on at a prayer meeting. The dear soul, this is a word for you. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. And he goes on to say, for I am thy God, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yes, dear soul, he'll help thee. Pour out thy heart in public prayer unto the Lord. You've done it in private enough times. But now, dear soul, there's a change coming. And yes, and it's adventuring on his mighty name. Yes, it is, oh, and leaning on this blessed promise, I will help thee. You'll have more sympathy with God's servants. You will. Perhaps you've got a lot of sympathy now, but you'll have more. Because, you see, men don't just stand up in a pulpit and it just happens. Oh, there's a deep, gracious concern and exercise. There's been much prayer. There's been heartfelt groans. Oh, yes. No, I don't think I can go to preach today. I can't possibly go. But you know, dear soul, you venture and you go, resting, believing, trusting in that word that he has spoken to you, and that blessed promise that he gave you. Yes, he said to us, did he not? Yes, I would never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Yes, dear soul, and many more things could be said on this part of the text. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. And I hope, if I haven't touched it, that the Lord will touch it for you, and you'll be able to take it home and think about it and meditate upon it and realise the divine ability of Almighty God, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. God is able to make that crooked thing straight and that rough place plain. What did dear David say to us in Psalm 37? Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And dear soul, you commit your way unto the Lord. Perhaps there's someone here, change in employment or thinking about it. Or maybe you've been made redundant. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Yes, dear soul, it may be the Lord has got something better for you. Dear soul, commit it all into his hands. He who is too wise to err and too good to be unkind. But we must look here. For I am with thee, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. What did the psalmist say there in Psalm 42 and 43? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Be not dismayed. There may be something, dear soul, that causes sorrow and dismay in your heart. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. And dear soul, I am thy God. And thus, dear soul, he also is a prayer-hearing God and a prayer-answering God. He indites prayer. Those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, 'tis Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. I am thy God, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yes, I will strengthen thee. Again, you see, I think it's Peter in his epistle says, these exceeding great and precious promises. Yes, dear soul, which are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. It's truly here, as I said this morning, the gospel according to Isaiah. I will strengthen thee. Do you know what it is, dear soul, to have your strength coming from the Lord? It may be, dear soul, it will be in this way. When, dear soul, you and I sometimes feel that we just cannot go on any longer. But then the word of God's grace are drops with some sweetness and power and unction into your heart and your soul. Yet, such as this, I will strengthen thee. Yes. I will help thee. Dear soul, have you got something whereby you need the Lord's help? No help in self I find, and yet I've sought it well. The native treasure of my mind is sin, death, and hell. But dear soul, the help that comes from above. The help, dear soul, that comes from above. You see, and dear soul, you see, the Lord doesn't, and I will not cast thee away. Where there's that dear woman. Oh, there's a daughter at home, grievously vexed with the devil. Yes. Has he cast her away? No. Will he cast her away? No. Will he cast you away? No. No, I will help thee. Oh, yes, you see, it may sound sometimes of words of reproof and rebuke, but dear soul, it's the words of divine encouragement. Oh, yes, she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Yes. Oh, woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Been reading through the book of Genesis, on the life of particularly of Jacob and Joseph. And now you take Joseph, but take him as a type of the dear Lord Jesus Christ for a moment. Why, and his brethren come down into Egypt, yes, to buy corn. And he dealt with them in such a way that they had to come back to him every time. And dear soul, and the Lord will deal with you and I in the same way. We shall have to come back to him. And cast all our care and all our burden upon him. Yes, and prove that he sustains, that he upholds, that he strengthens. I will help thee. Yes, yes, oh, and his help is priceless. Oh, dear soul, he sends that help. I will look up unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Yes. There's many in the word of God. Yes, why, you see, they looked unto the hills there in Psalm 42. Why, there were those there. Where did they look? Where were they looking? Why, they were looking to Jordan, to the Hermonites, from the hill Miser, or the Hermonite mountains, a great range of mountains, very high. But on those mountains were found those places of idolatry, where they worshipped gods that cannot save, where they worshipped gods that couldn't hear, move, smell, or anything else, or see. The child of God looks up unto which made heaven and earth. That's where the child of God looks, to the hills, the God that made heaven and earth. Yes. Look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. I will help thee. Yea. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Cannot help but think of the words you find in Jeremiah's prophecy. Yes, the Lord our righteousness. The margin there is that beautiful word, Jehovah Titzikenu. Oh, the righteousness. My righteousness. Not your own, dear soul.
I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness, the blessed Lord's righteousness, and that is all which he came to do and accomplish, to save poor dying sinners from death, hell, sin, and the grave. Why, he took upon himself our nature, the sin accepted, and he took our sin, and he nailed it to his cross, and his soul, and he gave us his righteousness. Oh, what shall I do, my Saviour to praise? Well, I better leave the few thoughts there. Dear soul, let me just read this again. For some soul's benefit. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £745, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Gilbert Hyde is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. And there'll be a prayer meeting for members on Friday evening at 7:30. The collection today is for Christian Concern, and our friends at Oakington hold their Thanksgiving service on Wednesday. Let us close with hymn 956. Christ has blessings to impart, grace to save thee from thy fears. O, the love that fills his heart, sinner, wipe away thy tears. 956.
do thank thee for one more opportunity of meeting together here with thy people. We pray thou wilt bless thy word. May it not return to thee void. Dear Lord, if it be thy will, and we're spared to meet again, praise shall redound to thee. Then do bless. Take us each home to respective places of abode, peace and safety. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ and love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.